Have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. On behalf of the Government of Kenya and my delegation, we sincerely commend you and your team for the excellent manner in which you have spearheaded the deliberations to all the delegations, the deliberation during Kenya's third cycle UPR review. We also extend our deepest appreciation to all the delegations who participated in our interactive dialogue for their rich contributions, constructive comments, and recommendations. Our appreciation is further directed to the Troika, Angola, Bahamas, and Fiji Secretariat and the interpreters for their professional and efficient support during our proceedings. Equally, our sincere gratitude goes to the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kenya Office, for their facilitation during the process of preparing the national report. Mr. Vice President, we wish to reiterate our belief that the UPR plays an exceptional role in the promotion and protection of human rights in our countries and globally. It accords states an opportunity to examine the performance in the realm of human rights, and in the case of Kenya, share with all of you the substantial milestones that we have achieved in the realization of human rights. We have showcased our successes, our achievements, and shared our challenges as we reaffirm our commitment to enhancing the enjoyment of human rights in our country. Mr. Vice President, we trust that during our interactive dialogue, we did the best to provide adequate information and updates on the progress made to fulfill our human rights obligations. During our review, we received a total of 322 recommendations. We are extremely gratified to inform you that the majority of the recommendations enjoy the support of Kenya. This is due to the fact that they dovetail with Kenya's priorities, to name but a few: the empowerment and protection of women, protection of children's rights, poverty alleviation, ensuring food security, improving the quality of education, and enhancing the right to health. We want to reassure you that the recommendations presented during our review have been taken in good faith and will be implemented accordingly. To ensure a systematic and a coordinated approach to the implementation of the recommendations, a consolidated action plan will be prepared to monitor progress as we move towards 2025. We undertake to appraise the Council of the progress made in implementation during its sessions. Mr. Vice President, we wish to note that a few recommendations did not enjoy the support of Kenya, particularly those that were stated in absolute terminology. For example, those relating to the ratification of treaties and protocols. As explained during the interactive dialogue, Kenya's constitution provides for an elaborate process for the development and adoption of any policy or legal framework. The constitution requires greater participation, sensitization, and extensive stakeholders' consultation. These processes are quite lengthy, take considerable time, and slow down the implementation of some recommendations. However, these processes are important to ensure that all perspectives are adequately considered and taken into account, thus promoting ownership of national policies and laws. Two, on decriminalization of same-sex unions on the basis that such unions are expressly prohibited by the Constitution. National laws are unacceptable in our culture and contrary to our values. Three, on abolishing polygamy. Polygamy is a deeply entrenched practice and our customary law, which is both historical and philosophical. Our Marriage Act 2014 recognizes and codifies polygamy as part of our customary marriages. The registration of these marriages provides greater protection to the women in such relationships, which were previously rendered informal and uncertain by lack of legal protection. Fourthly, regarding the abolition of abortion, our position as a country is well clarified under the Constitution of Kenya, which provides that abortion is not permitted except under certain well-defined circumstances. Fifthly, on the recommendation on providing financial assistance to civil society organizations that are trying to change attitudes towards positive masculinity for men and boys was noted. The state is concerned that such assistance would compromise the capacity of the civil society to function as an independent watchdog. Therefore, the state would not like to engage in supporting them, which may be construed to remove the impartiality they need. Despite the fact that we have noted some of the recommendations, we wish to assure the delegation that Kenya continues to take steps towards addressing their human rights concerns, which will be done in accordance with the Constitution and the law. Mr. Vice President, we are aware that there is a questionable linkage between peace, security, human rights, and development. I wish to reiterate that Kenya will continue with the Building Bridges initiative to end negative ethnicity and political antagonism, among others, that have bedeviled Kenya over the years with a view of fostering national ethos. In this context, Kenya will prioritize political tolerance, unity and inclusivity as precursors to the peaceful enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Mr. Vice President, in conclusion, I wish to reaffirm Kenya's continued commitment to cooperate fully and constructively with the UPR mechanism. We commit to continue strengthening our institutions, providing the necessary space to our civil society, and collaborating with other relevant actors, including our development partners, to make sure that we fulfill, respect, and protect our human rights obligations. I thank